Well, they're looking for a home, maybe, and that's what our next guest is. Jafana LaFoya getting set to head to Edmonton. Ticats are the Lions taking on the Eskimos. But tweeted yesterday, still hasn't found a place to stay in Vancouver, needs some help. I don't know if we can help, but we'll talk some football as we welcome him to the starting lineup. Javon, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Did you get any responses for finding a place to stay? Is it any easier for you after taking to social media?
Yeah, I had a couple good responses, a couple good DMs, but nothing has fell through yet. But hopefully by the time I get back to Edmonton, I hear something good from somebody.
Well, and you know what? It's great that you're back in the fold, and we know how it played out for you and how you ended up here. It makes the team that much better. I think sometimes in sports, we're always talking about the wins and the losses. Hey, there's some different things, and you know this city very well. How much does that hamper the daily situation? We go, man, I got to get a place. I got to set up camp here and get ready for the season. How much does that hinder an athlete? Do we maybe overlook it in the media that there are the other real life things that you have to deal with?
Yeah. I know a lot of people, take that for granted because, me just having my family up here is the biggest thing for me, and me being settled, having my fiance here and my kids here. They just waiting for me basically to get a place. So, you know, not having them up here, I mean, it's hard, but, you know, this is my job and I got to do what I got to do. But, yes, that's hard for me, actually, right now, not having my family up here with me.
Jafana LaFoya with us here on Sportsnet 650. Where do you want to live anyway here? Like, do you want to stay close to the Lions facility in Surrey, downtown? What do you think?
Surrey or New West, somewhere by the facility. I want to say somewhere close by the SkyTrain if possible. It is more convenient for me, and then when I'm going to practice, my fiance can use the car with the kids and stuff. So anything close by the SkyTrain, even downtown if that's possible, anything that's available. The hardest thing now is to get a place for at least for 6 months. That's the biggest issue, because you only be up here for so long, and people want to do a long-term contract, and you know I'm out of here, you know, after December, so that's the biggest thing, I think.
Yeah, but look what you bring to the table. I mean, you're renting something. Right. They know where they can find you. You know what? Yeah. You probably have some pretty good character references. So, you've got some CFL awards to hand out. I would think you're a pretty reliable tenant. You know, the resume's got to look pretty good. You know, the one thing is, you were away. Hey, you go across the CFL. There's different cities to live in, and the cost of living is a lot different, too. Does that play into the minds of players that much, too? I mean, you want to play the game, but a little bit different if you're living in Regina and if you're living in Vancouver, isn't it?
Right.
All you can do is laugh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, why don't we help?
Over there.
Well, why don't we help you with this profile? You know, because you know, there's a prospective landlord or somebody who's got a property. You know, one of those questions that always come up if you're ever looking for a place, even if you're on Craigslist or wherever you may be looking. Are you a smoker?
Mm-hmm. Am I into what?
Are you a smoker?
No, I'm not a smoker.
Okay, so that's a good thing. Yep. Yeah, as an athlete, that's a very good thing. Do you have pets?
Mm-hmm. No, I do not.
Well, you know, look at how low maintenance he is. He's two for two right there, Perry. And one more, you'd be like winning under pressure.
Fiance, and then kids. Jafon, you have kids?
Yes, I have two kids.
What are the ages? Both girls.
Four. My daughter is four, and my son is 8 months.
Okay, so the 8 months, you know, is a good sleeper or no?
He sleeps pretty good now.
Okay, well, you want to probably sell that a little more just to, you know, to really...
He sleeps like a baby all the time. And the hours you keep are pretty regular, right? I mean, it's not like you're coming home at 3 in the morning, correct?
Exactly.
Partier?
Every day before 4.
Would you have other offensive linemen over that, you know, there'd be a party or something in your possible new place?
No. No, maybe every once in a while for a barbecue, that's about it, but...
Jafon,
nothing more than that.
Could you name someone on the team that you would never have over so we can really get personal into the Lions den?
Wally.
No, I couldn't really name nobody. It's a lot of good guys on the team. There's nobody that I wouldn't invite over to my household.
Listen, I mean, you're a complimentary community. You give back to the community. You're as good as you find in your game. I'm hoping people can text us at 650-650. If you got a place for Javon, we're going to
help
a
brother
him
out. Help a family out, for that matter. The Olafoyes need a place to live.
Please help me out. You know,
yes.
Downtown, New West, or Surrey, I need a place to stay.
Langley.
I really appreciate it.
How about Langley?
Langley, it don't matter.
Okay,
don't
Maple matter. Ridge.
Maple Ridge.
Could you, would you be able to throw in the possible landlord season tickets or anything? Could you throw them some swag? Do you got any gear? Or Travis Schooley autographed jersey? Get you something?
Oh, yeah. I can throw in season tickets. I could throw in some swag. Just help me out, and I help you out.
Okay. You know what? At some point today, we're going to call you back because we're going to get you a place. You do have to work tomorrow. Has it been strange that you had a bye week? Like, you know, we're talking how it's developing. You guys got the one game in, played a Montreal team. Or was it needed to have the break so early? What did you guys work on?
We just, working on fine-tuning things. I think a couple of days is good off because, camp was hard and stuff. So, a few days we had off was really good for us. You have to settle down and fine-tune things and go over stuff that we went over in camp, just proofread a couple of things and, get ready for this game. And I feel like it really helped us out, give our body some rest, and we're going to be fresh and ready to go on Friday.
Javon Olafoye with us here on Sportsnet 650. Do you not take a little bit of solace after being cut so quickly by the Alouettes before the start of camp? They've given up more sacks than any team in the CFL after two games. They've given up 8 sacks, Javon. They even accidentally cut Xavier Fulton as well, which they kind of, sorry. But do you take a little solace in kind of saying, I'm kind of glad I got out of there?
I'm definitely glad. BC always been a home for me, and that's what I wanted to be. But, good luck to those guys, man. I hope they do get better. But, I felt some type of way when that situation happened, just me being the player I am and, my pride and how I feel like I still got a lot of good football to play. Yeah, I feel some type of way, but, it's a part of the business side, and, I have no control of that. All I can do now is play the best of my ability that I have right now and try to help BC, man, win a Grey Cup, man. That's the overall goal.
Are you a student of the game? Like, did you catch as much highlights as you could have on the bye week, or did you just go, hey, I'll deal with what's in front of me and do my job?
I caught a couple highlights, watched a couple games and stuff, and, watched Edmonton a little bit, just trying to see who I'm going against. They got a couple new DNs out there, so... just wanted to catch up on things, get ahead of the game. And I did a few things this bye week to get me right for this week.
Javon, thank you for joining us on this edition of House Hunting. We hope that we find you something. People can text
us
at 650-650. We want to get the family all settled so you can concentrate and protect your quarterbacks and have a great year. And we now know you can offer some season tickets and some extra swag. That may get you in.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Definitely.
Good luck in the game and better luck in finding something.
And Javon,
hey,
listen, I just got to say, worst case scenario, my girlfriend's mom just bought us like this 6-person tent. Really big. So like, might be able to help you out. Like worst case scenario. All right. Like I'm here. Sharing is caring is what I've learned. And I try to tell my kids that. So.
Right.
Thanks, Javon.
I don't know about no tent, though.
No, we're keeping you out of the tent.
It's summertime. Come on. Maybe not November.
We'll get you into Wally's house before we're putting you in a tent. That's for sure.
Right.
Thanks for this, Javon. Good luck tomorrow.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. There's Javon Olafoye. Nice man.
Good sport.
Good sport about it. Good man and a good family man. It's tough.
Think the Alouettes regret letting him go?
Sure they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want him on your side. So you would hope that, hey, maybe somebody knows somebody and he's just looking for a place to live.
It was only one game. The Lions have to show more from what they've done so far in 2018. We'll see what
judgment. They played 60 minutes of football.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know what? Joel Figueroa, Javon, both coming in here, bolstering the offensive line, which was an Achilles heel for them last year. It helps the confidence of the quarterback. And Jonathan Jennings, if week one was any indication, started looking like the 2016 Jonathan Jennings, which could be a big win for the franchise here this season.
Sportsnet 650.